Grateful to God to be among the living this morning. And I always like to say, not because of anything good that I've done, but it's all because of the grace and mercy of God. So quickly we will just stand and turn to Psalm 27. Psalm 27 from verse 1 to 6. Psalm 27, verse 1 to 6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall.
Oh, yes.
Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident.
Yes.
The one thing I ask of the Lord, the one thing I seek after, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
Delighting in the Lord's protection, in his perfection, and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary.
Yes, yes, yes.
He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music.
Yeah.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for this opportunity to speak your word to your people. I pray, oh God, that you take control. As empty as I am, I pray that you fill me. That someone, oh God, listening to me will be blessed. Someone will be encouraged. Someone, oh God, will be motivated. And Lord, you will be glorified. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one in whom I live, the one in whom I move, and the one in whom I have my being. The one who made it possible for every one of us to be here this morning. I would like to extend thanks and appreciation to Reverend Armstrong for the opportunity every time I come to visit. He graciously make his pulpit available for God to minister through me to his people. As we've gathered this morning, for the purpose of worshiping God for who God is.
Amen.
And also for the purpose of giving thanks to God because of the many things God has done and God is going to do. This morning I want us to consider from the text the topic, the benefits of spending time in God's presence. The benefits of spending time in God's presence. How many of us know that we are stewards? We are just managers. We are caretakers. Who will give account one day to God of how good a steward we were. Someone may be saying or thinking to themselves, but I ain't got much. That is so true. But you still have something for which on that day you will have to give account of how you manage that one little thing. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. This means that everything that we think we own, our talents for which at times we tend to bluff, our bodies, our possessions, our time, everything we think we own belongs to God. And that we are only managers, we are only administrators and supervisors. After the creation of the earth, including the creation of man, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him, he took the man from somewhere and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it, to work it. When I read this text, I'm tempted to ask God, why would God take the man and put him there? And the only answer that I tend to give myself is because human beings, we have the tendency of owning things so quickly. So I don't even be tempted to say, okay, this is our guiding. So they were somewhere else while God was preparing that guiding. So they never had any right to say, this is our guiding. Many of us, we find ourselves in places, positions that God had already prepared for us. And like Adam and Eve, he took us and placed us there, knowing that one day we will have to give account of how well we manage that which God has given unto us. How well we've managed the gift that God has given to you. Many of us, we have gifts, but we sit on them. Or because we don't like the person who's leading that department or so. I wouldn't use my gift or my talent because I just don't like the pastor, or I just don't like the leader of that unit. Let me remind you that accounting day is coming one day. When you have to give account to God of how you use that which God is trusted into your care. David says in Psalm 27 verse 4, after saying the Lord is my light and salvation, he says, one thing I desire of the Lord, and that's one thing I will seek after. You know, when you first encounter this text, you might want to conclude that the one thing that David is desiring is the presence of the Lord, for which you are right. But when you carefully consider the text, you will see that the desire of David is not just for God's presence. Rather, he desires time. Time to be in God's presence. You know, many a times we are so busy. We have so many things to cater to. So many things to do. And we tend to forget the presence of God. Many of us feel that because we come to this beautiful edifice, that means we find ourselves in a... That may be right. Yeah, you find yourself in the space. But when you talk about the presence of God, it's not just about space. It's also about the relationship that you have with God. So you probably may be sitting in a space right now, but you don't have that relationship with God. And because of that, you probably might leave from here at the end of the day and go back to sleep. You go back empty. You feel you have accomplished something because I was there. I was in the number. But do you have that relationship with God? Many of us see time as something we have control over. Many of us think that time will not go by because we have not exhausted our agenda. But if this is true, then the songwriter wouldn't have said, time waits for no man. Time cares for no one. But because we are not controller of time, thus another writer wrote, my time are in God's hand. My God, I wish them day. Oh, may I serve thee day and night until Jesus comes again. Many of us have so much time for so many things in the presence of God. Many of us spend so much time doing church work, which is not a problem, and tend to neglect the presence of God. From the text, the presence of God as desired by David is the physical presence. During the rebellion of Absalom, who was overly zealous of being the next king, thus wanting to overthrow his father, David fled the palace because his life was being threatened by his own son. During that time, David was denied access to the sanctuary. He was denied access to the place of worship. And that broke his heart. After a few days of being in exile, he received a bit of good news. But amid the joy and jubilation going on in the camp from his men, David is looking forward to one thing: the presence of God. The physical space. The position of the temple was very important in the history of Israel, because it represented the very presence of God. According to Genesis 22, God told Abraham to bring his son Isaac to this place, Moriah, and offer him there as a sacrifice. And the Bible says that as Abraham was about to carry out that order, God provided a lamb in that same location. Nearly 1,000 years later, God leads Solomon to build a temple at the same location because of the importance of the temple at that place. It was believed that when one couldn't make it to the temple because of distance, one had to face the temple in their respective location when praying. In 1 Kings chapter 8, after the completion of the temple and in Solomon's dedicatory prayer, he says to God, when there is famine in the land, when you shut the windows of heaven, when anyone sin against their neighbors, when your people pray toward this temple, even if they are not there, but when they pray toward this temple, he said, I beseech you, God, to hear their prayer. The importance of the temple is evident in Daniel's prayer posture. When a decree was made that no one was to pray to any God for the period of 30 days,
The Bible says that Daniel went upstairs with his window facing Jerusalem. Daniel prayed. But you see, we don't need a temple in Jerusalem in order for us to be in the presence of God. You don't need to be in a huge edifice in order for you to say that you are in the presence of God. You don't even have to be here this morning in order to be in the presence of God. This is so because the presence of God is not restricted to things. The presence of God is everywhere. It is about relationship. You may be physically present here this morning, but not really present with the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the fact that you are here this morning could mean that you are physically present. Spiritually, you are absent. If, for instance, you are well-dressed, beautiful shoes on your feet, you are checking on with technology now, you on Facebook, Twitter, somebody right now. So it's possible for you to be here physically, yet you are absent. Probably you may be sitting here, but your mind is elsewhere. On the person next to you. And I like to use myself. If you are like me, lover of things, and probably you are sitting and looking at the person next to you, looking at what they have on, their dress, their hat, and wondering where they got it from. So that after you leave from here, you can go and get physically you are here. Talking about space, you are here physically. And by the time you're done like me, looking and staring at the next person, we're probably seeking the doxology to get out. But yet you claim that I've just left the presence of the Lord. Wow, what an experience. Tweeting in the presence of the Lord. Facebooking in the presence of the Lord. The benefits of spending time in God's presence. As a king, David understood what it was to be in the presence of God and to have a relationship with him. He understood what it meant to be in the presence of a king or in the presence of the president. I'm sure that some of you know what it means to have a relationship with Pastor Andrew. He gets to check on you to see how you're doing. You get to be a part of the worship service regularly. He consults you when he needs someone to talk to. You can depend on him. You know that your pastor won't let you down because you have that relationship with him. It doesn't matter whether you are before him or not. You know that wherever you go, because of that relationship, you can rely on him. So if you can do that with Reverend Armstrong, who is a man, a human being like yourself, what's more if you have a relationship with God? You wouldn't need to be here. Because you can still be home and know that God is watching you there. You can still be home and know that God is on your kids. Because you have a relationship with God. Many of us, because we don't have that, that's why every now and then, every simple thing, we kind of run to the church because we think our solution to the problem is in the space. The solution to our problem is not in the space. It is in your relationship with God. Because you can come here and go back empty if you don't have that relationship. So according to the text, we see One benefit is protection. Protection. David says in the text, for in a day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle. In the days of worry, in the days of distress, in the days of persecution, in the days of anxiety, in the days of uncertainty, in the days of misfortune and suffering and sickness, the Lord will keep me harmless in his house, not because I found myself in a space, but because I have a relationship with him. I don't know about you, but for me, it means that I will have some tough times. I will have some rough times. I will have some high days. There will be some days I will not want to wake up from my bed. But because I have that relationship with God, I can rest and show that all will be well. I can rest and show that no matter what the enemy will do to me, I know that I have a big God. A God who is watching over me. A God who sees things that are coming my way that I don't see. But it's about relationship with God. It is about relationship with God. It is about relationship with God. Because you have the abiding presence of God in your life, you need not be afraid to face your struggles. You need not be afraid to face tomorrow. Even when the enemies come, even when foes come to eat up your flesh, because of the relationship that you have with God, you know that they shall stumble and they shall fall. Because of the relationship that you have with God, you know that those who seek your downfall, they will live and see you go up. Because you have a relationship with God. Benefit of spending time in God's presence. Not just the space, but the relationship that you have. Can you say to yourself that I have that relationship with God? And because of that, I can boast. I can say with conviction that my God will not let me down. That even though I will have to cross some wild rivers, I will have to go across oceans, I will have to walk in fire, but I know my God will go through with me. Do you have that relationship with God? But you can look at your family being sick for years and say, I know my God will see you through.
Yes, he will.
You know, it's only when you have a relationship with God, that's when you can believe when a doctor says that, oh, you have a few hours to live, and then you tell yourself, I will live. Because of the relationship you have with God. Benefit of spending time in God's presence. Psalm 91 says, he who dwells in the presence of the Most High will rest under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of my Lord, he is my refuge and strength. My God in whom I trust. Surely he will save me from the fall of snares and from the deadly pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers. And under his wings I shall find refuge. For the Lord, because of that I shall not fear the terror by night. When I go to bed, I'm not worried about what's happening outside. I go to bed resting, knowing that God got my back. Yeah. Whoever out there looking for what they lost, I'm not worried about them. Because I know my God is in control. So I go to bed and I sleep like a baby because I know my God is rocking me. With that relationship with God, I'm not afraid to close my eyes at night. Neither am I afraid to walk during the day. Because I know my God is able to blind the eyes of those who seek my downfall even during the day like ours. But you know, this is a part of Psalm 91 I love. Because of the abiding presence of God. 1,000, what a number. 1,000 may fall at my side. 10,000 at my right. How is that possible if they will not come near me? It's because I serve a big God. Because I serve a God who is enough. Because I serve a God who is a mighty warrior. That is why 1,000 will be on my left and 10,000 going to be on my right, and I'm going to march on majestically. Because I have the presence of God. Because I have that relationship with God. You know, when you don't understand something, you take it for granted. But God, here is the Lord saying to someone under the sound of my voice. Just have that relationship with me. I will make you tread over lions and cobras. And they will not harm you. It's possible you might not have that relationship with God and he still make you tread over lions and cobras. But when you have that relationship, you are convinced. You can boldly say it to someone that God is definitely going to do it for you. Even when it has not happened, you know that God will do it for you. Not only protection, but according to the text, I see promotion. The psalmist says he will set you high upon a rock. Promotion has to do with elevation. According to the text, the desire of God is to promote you. But you have to play your role. Just as on the job, you want promotion, you have to be that punctual, well-behaved employee. You have to play your role. You need to get to know him. Know him for yourself. Not for your mama, nor for your daddy. Know him for yourself. Not, I'm going to make it to heaven because my mama is a pastor. No. I might live on the way if I'm depending on my mama's salvation. Know him for yourself. In Psalm 110 verse 1, the psalmist says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make the enemy your footstool. When one considers a footstool, it is something that elevates. It raises a person from the floor, making you higher than the rest. So if this is the case, then many of us need to be thankful to God for the footstools that God has placed in our way. If that is the case, if a footstool is used to raise someone, then many of us need to be thankful to God. That every now and then, you have some footstool to stand on, to climb on. Because it is actually taking you to the level for which God is preparing you. When the enemies of Daniel were plotting against him, they didn't know that they were being placed in Daniel's way by God as a footstool for Daniel's elevation. When the brothers of Joseph plotted against him, they didn't know that they were footstools in Joseph's way for a brighter future. When the wife of Potiphar lie on Joseph, which led to him being placed in prison. She didn't know she was a dignified and honorable footstool, meant to elevate Joseph from a caretaker of house to a commander in charge of a region. God has a way of making those who cling. Because many of us, we have enemies that we don't know, but they just cling to be our enemies. God has a way of making them at peace with us. God has a way of doing that. And sometimes you may not know because you have not considered them to be your enemy. And they may be plotting, she's coming here, I'm not going to give her seat. But because of the relationship that you have with God, because of the divine favor of God upon your life, when you get there, instead of falling seat, they are the ones rushing. Can you have a seat? That's the doing of God. When you have a relationship with God, you know that God will always be by your side. You know that God will turn your sorrow into joy. When you have a relationship with God, you know that weeping may just endure for the night. But you know that joy is going to come in the morning. There are benefits of spending time in the presence of God. Not just the space, but having that relationship. Before I take my seat, I leave you with this testimony. We are church mates. We are in the same music ministry. I've known her for years. But when she was born with just a kidney. Just a kidney, one. About 50 years back, she got ill. And she was told that was when she even got to know that she had just one. And the doctors told her that the only one you have is damaged. More than 15 years back. Every year she would go in for some checkup or for some medical surgery every year. For the past 15 years, she would have to travel all the Liberia to Ghana to change some tube in her. 2 years ago, the work was done. And the doctor told her, I don't know how it happened, but he did his job. And when she got home, something went wrong. And because of that, I would say she saw death. We all had given up on her. But I tell her that you are a testimony to our generation that God is still in the miracle business. That God is still in the miracle business. I had the opportunity to talk to her father. He said, I'm only holding on because of the faith of my daughter. She strongly believes that God will not let her down. With a situation, she was told, you wouldn't have a child. Don't even venture. She has a son. Jesus. It was God. And like a year or two, things went bad. She had to leave the country. She'd been out of Liberia for like 2 years. Because we don't have a medical facility for that. So she was in Ghana. And the prayer was, we had to raise a little over $50,000. She got the first donor. Close to surgery, something went wrong. She got another one, something went wrong. And I always tell her, I said, from birth till today, God knows what he's doing for you. You are a testimony to us. To those of us young people who play in church, from your life experience, God is going to use you to draw many to him. Because many of us feel that miracle was Old Testament days, New Testament days thing. It's not happening now. But every time we talk to you, we say, I know my God is able. So you say, I know my God is able. Sometimes I will encourage her, but then at the end I'll ask myself, you ready, sure? Because I'm a human being, doubts will come. But at the end we say, Lord, let your will be done. Even if your will is not what we desire, give us grace to accept your will. She found another person, they made it to India. They did all the tests they had to do. God being God. That lady was just a perfect match. That lady was a perfect match. The surgery was performed. The lady who donated her kidney is okay. The girl who needed the kidney is okay. That is the God we serve. It is not about us. It is about him. Once you trust in him, he will not disappoint you. You may be at your lowest, but God has a way of bringing you back up. When our families failed us, when they neglect us, God will always be there. And I tell her, I say, when you come to Liberia, we will meet you from at the airport. We will celebrate from the airport. We're not taking you home. We're going to take you to the church.
All right.
We're going to celebrate our God. Because he's faithful. He's faithful. I just want to encourage someone. God is able. God is still on the throne. God is still answering prayer. No matter what you may be going through, God knows. And God will definitely see you through. So God be the glory.
Thank you.
So God be the glory. So God be the glory.
Glory! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places,
yeah.
I may not go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am sure of this one thing,
yeah.
That God is real. For oh, I can feel him in my soul. Oh, my God is real. Well, he's real in my soul. Oh, God is real. For he has watched and made me whole. Well, his love for me. Well, this life will go. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn,
thank you.
Or can deserve to leave me alone.
sets free. Oh, I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus washed your sins away.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, but since that day, since the hour, oh, God has been real. For I can feel Him in my soul.
Oh.